It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, we're back here at Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio. And this is Swap Shop. And you know what we do here. If you have something that you'd like to sell or something you'd like to buy for that matter, call us at 740-383-9944. I'll give you that number again a little bit later so you can go get your phone, your pencil, right? What we do is we'll sell just about anything for you or announce any event that you've got going on. We do not accept cars, anything that requires registration, houses, guns, you know, that sort of thing. Boats. If it requires registration, we're not going to take them. But we'll take any of your tchotchkes. We'll announce any of your events that are going on, especially for nonprofit organizations. And I have a couple of those already. We have a couple of people. It's the Tall Grass Trail. They've given us a couple of announcements. On the 10th of next week, which I believe is Thursday, they're going to have at the Tall Grass Trail, they're going to have Edible Medicinal Plant 101 program. And it's going to start at 6 o'clock. And I think you can call out there to get further information at 740-223-4161, and they can give you more information. They're also going to have on Saturday, not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, on the 12th, starting at 8 a.m., so you got to get up early, they're going to have a bird watching thing. It's called Bird Watching at the Tall Grass Trail. Pretty logical title. And there are lots of birds out there. Last time I was out there bird watching, I got to see a couple of eagles. And that's always fun. They are huge birds when you get close. I never thought we'd get close, and we walked right under the tree it was sitting on. It was big. I was kind of surprised it didn't come down and peck me or something. Anyway, do that sort of thing. If you're interested in selling any of your items today, make sure that you do it at a distance. You can, when the person calls you, make arrangements so that you can stay masked up and so that you can stay, you know, 6 feet apart. You know, you can agree on the amount, and then you can maybe put it in an envelope, and you can set it the envelope down, and the person who's selling it to you could bring it out in his yard or her yard and leave it out there for you. Just try to be careful. We want to have you listeners coming back and back and back and back. Otherwise, what good are we, right? We haven't done a lot of business here on Swap Shop, as you know. Chop Shop. Oh, boy. And we haven't done much business on Swap Shop, as you know, because of the COVID-19. But we're trying to keep things as normal as possible. And we understand that you might not be so comfortable doing that. But if you'd like to call, give us a call. If you have some yard sales that you'd like to talk about, give us a call. You know, this is Thursday. If you have a yard sale, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays are the days that they usually have them, and we'd love to announce it for you. All right, let's hit a little bit on our trivia. I've got lots of trivia. I have 12 pages of trivia. 12 pages that I printed off from my computer. I'm going to have to start charging the station for my ink use. All right, this question. What is the highest grossing film of all time without taking inflation into account? And that's a very important, because it's not necessarily what you'd think. Now, they even give you the answers, and the answers are Titanic, The Avengers Endgame, Avatar, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. So it's one of those four. But it'll be up to you to try and figure out which one it is. Now, I'm not going to, some of these I will give you you got 3 or 4 minutes to call in, and we'll give you a little bit of time if you want to call in. If you don't, we'll give the answer after 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll be glad to talk to you or just give you more information. All right, the answer to this one surprised me. The Avengers Endgame. I wouldn't have guessed that at all, but I'm certain it has something to do without taking inflation into account. That may be very important. We just had Jeff Ruth stop in, by the way. Jeff's a great friend. He and I have both been in sports broadcasting most of our lives, and he's still doing football, even though it's kind of questionable how long it'll go on, but I really enjoyed broadcasting. I never broadcast with Jeff, but at the same time as Jeff, we did broadcast, and he and I both had a penchant for the wings that they always had at the Harding High School football games. Oh, they were good. I can't remember which store provided them, but boy, they were good. And they don't do that anymore. They don't provide food. That's kind of taken the joy out of being a broadcaster for high school football. I'm sorry, Jeff. I shouldn't tell stories about you. I'm telling it on myself as well. You're nice and skinny and fit. I've got a long way to go. All right. Now, you might, I think I know the answer to this one without looking. Yeah, I looked and I was right. This is kind of an interesting, I watched, what was it? It was one of those funny, if you can call anything, where they're talking about stabbing people to death. Funny. It was one of those picture horror shows or something. I can't remember the name of it. I watched parts of it the other day. I didn't find it funny at all. But this one was the movie Scream. Which actor or actress is killed off in the opening scene of the movie Scream? And the choice of answers: Courtney Cox, Neve Campbell, Drew Barrymore, Rose McGowan. Who do you think? All right. Well, one of my favorites, Drew Barrymore. Wasn't she good in E.T.? What was she? Maybe, I don't know, 10? She was a sweetheart in that. She's had a rough life, as rough as you can have if you're a multimillionaire. But, you know, we shouldn't covet other people's stuff, right? It says so in the Bible. I know. My dad made me read that part a lot. Which film did Steven Spielberg... my mouth's not working today. Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for as Best Director? Now, I'll give you 3 or 4 minutes on this one, because that one you should be able to... A lot of you will know the answer to that without looking it up. But you can look it up. We don't mind. That's not called cheating here on Swap Shop Trivia, right? It's called being smart. Okay. Which film won the first Academy Award for Best Picture? Now, this is kind of interesting. Which film won the first Academy Award for Best Picture? And I did not know the answer to this. I swear to you, I thought it was one of the other ones that I will mention. All Quiet on the Western Front, Sunrise, Wings, or Metropolis. Like I said, my mouth is not working today. I remember I took courses when I was in college in theater, or not in theater, in movie. We got to see Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. We got Citizen Kane, all the famous black and white shows, talkies and non-talkies. There, several of the Charlie Chaplin movies, the Dictator, which I did quote. I think it was last week. I read his final speech, anyway, I really enjoyed learning about a lot of old films. But I remember watching Metropolis and thinking how strange that is. But the more I thought it was strange, the more I see some relationship with the current situation here in the United States. Anyway, which film won the first Academy Award for Best Picture? What do you think? You having an argument in the living room there? You and your wife are arguing about it? Well, I'll give you the answer, okay? I thought it was going to be All Quiet on the Western Front. I really did. I thought that was the very first one. But it wasn't. It was Wings. I don't think I've ever seen that movie, Wings. I'm going to have to go home and look it up on YouTube and see if I can see that, because it must be a great movie because it won the very first Academy Award for Best Picture. My guess is it's not a talkie. It's in black and white. But I don't know. Have you ever watched All's Quiet on the Western Front? That's a disturbing film about World War One and trench warfare and that sort of thing. It'll make you want to stay away from war. Okay, well, we should anyway. All right, the question that we're holding for right now, which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director? And the choice of answers are... I didn't give you the choice of answers, did I? The choice of answers are Jaws, Catch Me If You Can, E.T., or Schindler's List. Which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director? Got another couple minutes. We'll wait on that. And we also asked about the which actor or actress was killed off in the opening scene for the movie Scream? Drew Barrymore. I think I mentioned that, but that is the answer. We'll give you another minute or so if you want to try to answer the which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director in? What is the name of Quint's shark hunting boat in Jaws? Oh, we've got a phone call. Let's see who's got the answer. You're on the air. How can we help you?
I believe that was Jaws, wasn't it?
which one? The answer to...
The Steven Spielberg.
Oh, it was not. But we are talking about Jaws right now, and I'll let you give, since you brought it up, do you know what the name of the shark hunting boat was in Jaws? Was it whale, orca, dolphin, or shark? Which one do you think?
Orca.
Okay, now I have to look on page 2 to see if you're right. Oh boy, I didn't plan that. You are right, orca. Did you watch that thing all the way through?
Oh, I've seen that probably 5 times.
Oh, that scares the daylights out of me.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
I'm one of those people that
I hate going in the ocean because of that. I will not do it. I don't even like to put my toes in. Yeah, orca was. No, I'm going to give you the answer since you were so nice to give us the answer for the second question. The first question, Steven Spielberg won his first Oscar for Best Director in Schindler's List. I understand that, but that.
No. I thought he had won before Schindler's List.
No, that was the first one. All right, well, thank you very much. You get an attaboy, all right? Pat yourself on the back.
Yes,
don't hurt yourself doing it, though.
Oh, no, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right. He won the second answer. he didn't have the first answer right. The first answer was, which film did Steven Spielberg win the first Oscar for Best Director? And that was Schindler's List. But then he did come up with the answer to this, which I had no idea. What is the name of Quint's shark-hunting boat in Jaws? It was Orca. Now, I have seen orcas in captivity. I always feel badly about that, especially when they tell you that the orca normally, the fin on the back of an orca normally stands straight up. But once they put them in captivity, it droops like they're sad. Oh, well, maybe that's why they don't put them in captivity as much anymore. I don't know if anybody has the, I don't know if the SeaWorld still has them in captivity or not. Anyway, we need to take care of our fish. I know I'm afraid of fish, but we still need to take care of them. I'm not sure that an orca is a fish. It might be a mammal. I'm not sure. it has, it's kind of like a whale, so I'm guessing it's a mammal. I'd have to look that up, and I haven't got time to pull my phone over to me and check it out. All right. What was the first feature-length animated film ever released? The first feature-length animated film ever released, and I'll give you 3 minutes to call in on this if you'd like to. This is kind of a standard trivia question. I've seen this on several of my trivia questions, kind of a standard question for trivia. Do you ever play trivia at home? I used to play it with my kids. My wife and I don't play games like that. What do we do? My wife is too competitive. If she wins, she grinds it into you. If she loses, she acts real sad. And so I prefer not to play with my wife. She must have given it to my kids. They're terribly competitive. I was never terribly competitive. I'm sorry. I just I competed hard, but it didn't break my heart if I didn't win. It broke my heart if I didn't do my best. Yeah, that was more important than whether I won or not. And I did not like getting a participation award. I always thought that was kind of a slap in the face. I know there are a lot of kids that love that. And that's a question for the decades to come. Are participation awards good or bad? I don't know. We'll have to get some psychiatrist on here and ask them about whether they're good or bad. All right, let's get to now the question that we're waiting for was, which was the very first feature-length animated film ever released? Was it Pinocchio, Fantasia, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or Dumbo? I loved all of those. I'm kind of a wimpy guy when it comes to movies. I will watch documentaries and things like that. I will not watch the shoot 'em ups. I'm just not a big fan of that. Now, I did watch, I've watched a lot of them, but I'll watch them once and never go back to them. What was the very first, the first original Disney song to win an Academy Award for Best Original Song? Now, I'm going to give you the answer to this while we're waiting for somebody to be smart and call in what was the first feature-length animated film ever released. But the answer to this question, what was the first original Disney song to win an Academy Award for Best Original Song? Yeah, you have a choice.
Your choice is Someday My Prince Will Come, Circle of Life, Beauty and the Beast, When You Wish Upon a Star. Someday My Prince Will Come, kind of too drippy for me, okay? Circle of Life, I can't honestly remember that song. When You Wish Upon a Star, I like that a lot. But it was not the winner. The winner was, I'm sorry, When You Wish Upon a Star is the winner. When You Wish Upon a Star. Beauty and the Beast was the one I liked, but did not win. It was When You Wish Upon a Star. When you wish upon... Anyway, you know, that's the theme song for Disney. or it seems to be. I'm not sure if they call it an official theme song. It's 12:31. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and so we're on Swap Shop. We're not doing a whole lot of swapping today, obviously. We do have a couple of notifications that we've been asked to read off. Both of them are from the Tallgrass Trail. on the Thursday the 10th, they are having a program. It's called Edible Medicinal Edible Medicinal Plant 101. And the program will be starting at 6 p.m. out at the Tallgrass Trail. So you might call out there to make sure you can. I'm not sure whether they require you to sign up for it or not, but the number is 740-223-4161. So if you're interested in that. And they're also going to have a bird watching thing at the Tallgrass Trail at 8 a.m. I will be taking my dog out for a walk at that time. And it's on Saturday at 8 a.m. at the Tallgrass Trail. And you might call out there for that. Let me give you that number again. 740-223-4161. All right. And you might call out there if you might need to register for that. I'm not sure. It doesn't say so. So give them a call and you can find out. I also, I'm going to invite you to an event that I'm involved with on Saturday. I am now becoming the Saturday host down at the Democratic headquarters down here at 144 West, or is it 146? I think it's 144 West Center Street. You're welcome to stop in anytime from noon till 2 o'clock. We can give you literature. We can give you some signs. We'll do whatever we can to help you out. If the Republican group would like to call in and give us their location and phone number, I'll be glad to put that on as well. It's getting close. We're down to 60 days before the election. And that's not very far away, less than 2 months by a couple of days. And then we're going to elect either a new president or re-elect the old president. That's what's going on. And there are all sorts of offices up. I would encourage you, especially if you're going to vote by mail, to do some research early and get your vote in as soon as you can. Because, you know, we're having problems right now. There are places in the United States the mail has virtually slowed down to a stop because of some of the changes that have been made in the Postal Service. Not ours. We have a great, great post guy. He comes by every day and we get our mail. I like it. My wife makes it sit out in the post box for at least 3 or 4 hours. She thinks that that's going to get rid of any COVID that our postman might have on him. I'm not going to say anything. We're just going to leave that one alone, all right? All right, let's see. What was the question we were waiting for? Oh, what was the first feature-length animated film ever released? Was it Pinocchio, Fantasia, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, or Dumbo? And like I told you, I've seen all of these and loved them all. I really did. I liked probably the one I liked the least probably was Dumbo. I always felt sorry for Dumbo. People didn't treat him well. I'm maybe Pinocchio is my second to last because he's always in trouble too. So, but my favorite of those four is Fantasia. I love Fantasia. I love the music on Fantasia. I love the creativity of Fantasia. Snow White and Seven Dwarfs was the correct answer. It was the first feature-length animated film ever released. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I love that film. I saw it when I was very young, and then I've seen it a couple times since. I remember going to the theater, and I think it cost me 10 cents. Might be on a quarter to see that movie. Back when I was a kid, if you wanted to go to a movie, your folks could buy a book I guess they were stamps, and they had different values. So, like, if you wanted to go to, I remember we went to the State Theater in South Bend, Indiana, probably more often than the Grand, which was the other one. And I think there was a third one, but I didn't go to it. It was probably one of those adult theaters. Anyway, go to the State Theater, and you could turn in your little stamps for, let's say it cost a quarter to get in. They would have quarter stamps in there. Let's say the popcorn cost a dime. They would have little things you could tear off that would give them a dime. So you could spend a whole morning with this book of stamps and stuff yourself with all sorts of bad-for-you treats. My favorite. What was your favorite treat, candy-wise? I really liked. What are they called? They're just pure sugar, and they're oblong and chewy. Terrible for your fillings. I can't remember. They have them in cinnamon, and then you can get them in multi-flavor. That was my favorite. I did like popcorn. Who didn't like popcorn if they put enough butter on it, right? That's why I like lobster. You drench it in butter, and what's not to like, right? Your waistline doesn't like that. All right, where are we going here? I already read that one. Okay, what short film featured Mickey Mouse's first appearance? Now, I've seen this one. Mickey Mouse doesn't look like the Mickey Mouse I remember. But did you watch the Mickey Mouse show? MickeyMouse. I loved Annette. That's why I watched, just to see Annette. I thought Jimmy was really silly. All right. What was the short film featured Mickey Mouse in his first appearance? Was it Plain Crazy, Wild Waves, The Band Concert, or Barnyard Concert? Okay, I'll give you a hint. It had nothing to do with concerts. Just Plain Crazy. Plain Crazy was the name of the short film that Mickey Mouse was first featured in. He doesn't really look like Mickey Mouse. Do they always have, like, four fingers? It's one of my... I enjoyed watching that. He was very short. You can get it on YouTube. YouTube and ask for Plain Crazy. And you can watch it again. I'm pretty sure it's on there. I think that's where I watched it. What was the last movie Walt Disney was able to work, one that he was able to work on before he died? Kind of a macabre question, but what was Walt Disney's last movie that he was able to work on before he passed away? Was it Mary Poppins, 101 Dalmatians, The Jungle Book, The Sword in the Stone? Now, I will tell you, I told you that I loved all those previous shows. I did not like any of these four shows. But the answer to that question was The Jungle Book. What did you think of Mary Poppins? I always thought that was just a little bit overdone. I never quite understood how Mary Poppins could fly holding an umbrella. I would have thought the umbrella would have gotten in her way. Have you ever tried to jump when you were a kid? Did you ever try to jump off, you know, the couch holding an umbrella and seeing if it would support you? It does not. I will guarantee you, it does not. So don't go any higher than that couch. You get on a 16-foot ladder and jump off, you're going to get hurt. All right. What was the last movie Walt Disney was able to work on before he died? It was Jungle Book. And that was not one of my favorite shows either. All right. As a Disney princess with very few lines, how many lines did Aurora, or Sleeping Beauty, have in total? That's kind of an interesting question. Now I have to look up the answer, because naturally they put the answer on the next page for me. That's to make me angry, right? All right. There are four possibilities: 11, 15, 18, and 20. All right. The question here is, as the Disney princess with the fewest lines, how many lines did Aurora, or Sleeping Beauty, have in total? Well, she was sleeping. How could she have very many? She had 18 lines. Can you remember them? I don't really remember them. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're here on WWGH at 107.1. Today we read The Lorax. I hope you enjoyed it. We did a lot of discussion about Dr. Seuss, and now we're kind of waiting for our first caller on Swap Shop. I'm not expecting one, so don't worry about it. But we're giving you a little bit of trivia to break that fog up in your little noggin. All right, it's Thursday. We're getting close to the weekend. Wake up. When you're retired like I am, every day is Saturday. This Saturday, by the way, one of the things that we had on Swap Shop is this Saturday I'll be down at the Democratic headquarters at 144, I think, West. Is it West? Yes, West Center Street. We have Edible Medicinal Plant 101 program that's going to be put on out at the Tallgrass Trail at 6 p.m. on next Thursday at 6 p.m., which is September 10th. And then on the following Saturday, they're going to have a bird watching at the Tallgrass Trail starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. They do that because that's when the birdies are awake. Have you ever awakened at... I wake up quite often because my dog has to go outside. I wake up and take Cheyenne out at about 6:30. Not much happening at 6:30, but by 7 o'clock, those birdies are starting to wake up. By 7:15, they're yelling at you, or 7:30. That's a time of the day I love to be awake. Sometimes I just sit out on the stoop in my backyard and watch my dog. She's on a leash, a long, long leash. She loves it. She runs around. She prances. I love to watch my dog prance. Anyway, especially at age 16 or 15, whatever she is, makes me feel good. There's a bird out there. I've got to find out what type of bird it is. I can't duplicate its call, but it's very mournful. It sounds like a bird that's trapped, and it kind of has several sharp tones and then kind of a woo, that type of thing. Anyway, I'm not good at that. Maybe I will go out one of these mornings and record it and then play it back so you can tell me what it is. I'm not good at that. James Anderson is fantastic at that. He did some bird calls the other day, and I thought, that sounds exactly like my backyard. All right. What is the name of Han Solo's ship? Okay, I'll give you 3 minutes to call in on this. We haven't had anybody call in. We got one attaboy the whole day. But anyway, you're welcome to call in and give me the name of Han Solo's ship. I know this without even looking. My eldest son, like I think I mentioned this earlier today, my eldest son is a, well, he works at Franklin University, but he's a writer, a science fiction writer. And he loved all of those films, all of them. And he still does. If we would let him watch them anytime, he would watch them anytime we let him watch them when he lived with us. All right, what was the name of Han Solo's ship? I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to answer that if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. If you don't want to call in, I'll give you the answer in 2 or 3 minutes. All right. All right. In what month were all 6 original Star Wars films released? Now, I'll guarantee you my son Christopher would know the answer to this. I do not. Which month? Was it March, April, May, or June? Which one of those 4 months, right in a row there, huh? March, April, May, and June. Must have liked springtime, right? Anyway, it was May. They put them out. You know why they did that, don't you? That's my birthday month, and they did them for me. Anyway, all 6 original Star Wars films were released in May. I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to ask my son next time I see him. I'm going to show him how bright I am. which Star Wars character is partially named after George Lucas's son? That's a good question. I didn't know George Lucas had a son, but apparently one of the Star Wars characters was partially named after his son. Was it Max Rebo, Rick Olay, Dexter Jetster, or Wilrow Hood? It was Dexter Jetster. What kind of name is that? It's a fun name, I guess. Yeah, I always liked fun names. We named Christopher because we wanted to be a little different. Back in those days, in the 70s, you wanted to be a little different, right? That made you cool. So we named Christopher with a K. Little did we know that later his teachers would think he was a girl because he went by Chris with a K. And so we got him in trouble. My daughter Amy is A-M-Y, but I wanted to spell it A-M-E-E. And she likes that too, but we spelled it kind of normally, A-M-Y. And my youngest, Andrew, well, that poor boy got to wear my name around. His middle name is Glenn. So we kind of had fun with all the names of all of our kids. It's kind of a fun thing to do when you're young and foolish, which we were. My son's birthday last night, we pointed out that we remembered the day he was born. He said he didn't want to hear about it. I do remember that. He was when we were having children, my first 3 children, they didn't allow me in to the delivery room. But with Andrew, they allowed me in. Not that I wanted to go in, but, you know, I guess that was cool. It still is, I guess. I don't know. There's nothing you could do. I guess you hold the hand. You pat the wife on the head, and it's really not something I wanted to watch, but I did. It looked painful to me. That's all I can say. I'm glad I'm a guy. Which Star Wars character is partial? Oh, I already gave you that one. Which species stole the plans to the Death Star? Which species stole the plans to the Death Star? You remember the Death Star? One of my favorite Big Bang Theory episodes. The 2 of the girls are making a Big Bang, or they're making a Death Star cake. Well, the Death Star is round, and it rolls off their table. I enjoy that. I still laugh thinking about it. Anyway, which species stole the plans to the Death Star? Was it Solistan, Bothan, Sarian, Rakata. Well, it was obviously the Bothans. Now, my eldest would know that. I had never heard of any of those four things. Have you? Now, tell the truth. Had you ever heard of any of those four names? Solistan, Bothan, Sarian, Rakata. Well, maybe you're smarter than I am. I'm sure that's true. I like being a little bit on the ignorant side. That way I don't find out things I don't want to know, right? How many languages is 3CPO fluent in? Is it over 5 million, over 6 million, over 7 million, over 8 million? Boy, I was hardly fluent in one. I've taken, well, of course, English. I've also taken German, which I did in high school, and I learned a little bit about German. I took Spanish in college. I took Russian in college and flunked out after 2 weeks. I didn't flunk out. I quit. I took one other language. Oh, I took French in college. And the same outcome happened to French as happened to Russian. I can understand a few Spanish words, and I can understand a few German words. But boy, would I be in trouble if I were in either Mexico or Germany, and the person didn't speak English. Anyway, how many languages did 3CPO, how many languages was he fluent in, or was it a she? How do you know on a robot? And it was a gold robot to boot. I'm guessing it could have been a she since it was a gold robot, but it sounded like a he. Anyway, was it 5, 6, 7, or 8 million languages? The correct answer, by the way, is over 6 million languages. I didn't even know there were 6 million languages ever. Well, I guess I got to count the universe, so maybe that's how you get 6 million languages. Boy, how would you have liked to have been his teacher? 12:53. And you're listening to Swap Shop. We haven't had any swaps today. That's okay. We have had some call-ins on our trivia, and we do have a couple things we are mentioning that we've been asked to mention. We have on the 10th of September at 6 p.m., the Tallgrass Trail is hosting Edible Medicinal Plant 101. So you might want to go to that. And on the that's Thursday. And then on Saturday, the 12th, bird watching at the Tallgrass Trail starting at 8 a.m. And if you want to see if you need to get registered, call them at 740-223-4161. And that'll make them happy. And I have a meeting an announcement for those of you who happen to be of the Democratic ilk. You can come down and visit me from noon till 2 on Saturday. We have signs. We have literature. We'll be glad to talk to you. All right. Let's move right along. The question. Did I have a question that I had not gotten any answer for? I don't remember. Looking back, hang on just a second. No, I told you the answer to both of those. So we're going to move on. If I forgot, I'm sorry. It's Thursday. It's my last show of the week. I'm getting hungry and irritable. What MTV music show premiered in 1998? Some of you probably weren't even alive in 1998. What was that, 22 years ago? There might be a few people out there that are not quite 22 yet. What MTV music show premiered in 1998? Was it Total Request Live, Unplugged, MTV News, MTV Rocks Off? Well, I'm going to give you the answer to this. I have Well, I never watch MTV, so I didn't know any of those four. It's Total Request Live, or as they call it, TRL. Everything has an acronym now, doesn't it? You can talk in total acronyms, and you will completely baffle me, because the only acronym I really know is LOL, right? What was the name of the Spice Girls' debut album in 1996? That was the year I ended my athletic career. I should know the answer to this, but I probably wasn't paying much attention having to end my athletic career. What was the name of the Spice Girls' debut album in 1996? Was it Forever, Spice World, Spice, or Wannabe? It was Spice. That was the name of their album. Pretty obvious album for the Spice Girls to call their album Spice. My album, well, we had two albums. One we called the White Album, and that was before the Beatles called theirs the White Album. But one of ours was called the White Album because it was white and didn't have a title. And the second one we called Raspberry Strawberries. That was just because we liked that song. I don't know why we decided to. It has an interesting cover. It has raspberries and strawberries, and each one of our heads is either a raspberry or a strawberry. Kind of cute, I guess. Okay. How many black keys are found on the traditional piano? Now, I know the answer to this because my piano instructor made me learn the answer to this. Was it 32, 34, 52, 54? I think there are 88 total keys. I think that's what it is. But how many black keys are there? 32, 34, 52, 54. Well, it's the smallest of those. 32 is the correct answer. Now, that's on a traditional piano. That's not necessarily on a keyboard, you know, one of those electronic things that we buy. All right, we got about one more minute. We'll give you maybe one more question. What do you think? Do you think we should do that, or should we not do that? No, we're gonna give you at least one more question. What is Fergie's real name? What is Fergie's real name? I don't know which Fergie we're talking about. Is it Stacy Ferguson, Stacy Ann Ferguson, Stacy Ann Ferguson, or Stacy Ann Ferguson? It's Stacy Ann Ferguson, S-O-N. And that's it. So we will be heading out here, and I hope you had a great day, or hope you will have a great day. And I've got a lot more questions for next week, and we hope you will tune in next week, both on Wednesday and Thursday, and listen to us and enjoy. All right, we're going to be out of here in about 8 seconds, all right? Have a great day, and thanks for listening to Swap Shop.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP.